this country that produce this particularly fine drink, chilled to perfection?
Lisa Chalmers.
That second drink.
She's on fire, Lisa. Yes. She's on fire.
It's the only way I'm going to get points.
Ears of a superhero.
Yeah, right.
Does anybody else remember this?
Right, Lisa, a correct challenge. So you get a point for that, of course. You take over the subject, and there are 39 seconds still available. English sparkling wine, starting now.
I'm very partial to English sparkling wine. I find it rather minerally, usually because it's grown on chalk, which is, of course, belonging to the southern part of this great country. A few hundred years ago, it would never have been imagined that you could grow vines successful enough to make English sparkling wine, and the people that were brave enough to leave their jobs...
Oh, yes, Tim. They spotted it too, didn't you? Tim, you're...
Too enough, son of a...
Yeah, it was enough. There's too much enough there.
Yes.
So, Tim, we're going to hear from you on this subject as well, and there are 17 seconds still available. English sparkling wine, starting now.
There are few things more enjoyable than lying back in a deck chair in England, in Sussex, perhaps, or Kent, or Hampshire, or Dorset, or Devon. Having a beautiful glass of English sparkling wine, or perhaps more.
Oh, Paul, challenge.
Well, we did have two perhaps.
Yes, you had perhaps again, yes. So, Paul, a correct challenge, and you've got him with 3 seconds to go.
Oh.
Well, those are the rules of the game, audience. And I must remind our listeners, there is no clock on the stage, so they can't see the time counting down, so they don't know. They just listen. That's gone down like a lead balloon.
I'm suddenly thinking, that'd be a really good idea to have a clock.
No, you'd start slowing down and other people would buzz you. It wouldn't work.
Paul, anyway, correct challenge. 3 seconds are still available. English sparkling wine, starting now.
Bubble upon bubbles.
Oh! Oh, Lisa, you got in before the S came out in the second one.
Now, that really is dodgy. Mind you, bubble upon bubbles.
Yeah,
that's what he was going to say.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yes, and you've got in before the S.
And that's what you challenged on.
And you've got in.
This is going to be war, ladies and gentlemen.
My hand suddenly
this
gone
is going
damp.
To be... Oh, wait, hang on.
You've got in with quarter of a second to go. And you start now.
Lemony.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and it was Lisa Tarbuck. Tim Rice, would you begin the sex round? The sex... Oh, dear.
This game has changed.
Yes. It's evolving in the front of our eyes.
Right. Tim Rice, will you take the next round? And the subject is, or begin the next round, muesli. Tell us something about muesli in this game, starting now.
In my childhood, Sundays was cornflakes. Monday, sugar puffs. Tuesday, farmer's glory. Wednesday, force. Thursday, shredded wheat. Friday, shreddies. Saturday, muesli. That was the highlight of my week. And I made my own muesli from a concoction of interesting ingredients, such as grass, Maltesers.
Graham's challenge.
I have no interest in grass.
I didn't even hear what he said.
He said it was going to be interesting. He said interesting ingredients, and then he went with grass and... I don't
to be
know,
fair,
what else?
Grass and Maltesers is sitting off a pretty high standard for interesting. Yes. I mean, there aren't many...
Mind you, muesli was the highlight of his week, so... All bets are off.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on that one, Graham, and tell you you've got a correct challenge and 34 seconds available on muesli. Starting now.
Did a sort of cloud of depression descend on the audience as our esteemed chairman even uttered the word muesli? It's dust... Oh, I've lost it.
It's an inhibiting
subject, isn't
it?
That could be one
really
of the great
bad.
Advertising slogans of the year. It's dust. You're buying dust.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody actually slow down and come eventually to a halt. Right.
No, I was playing Hunt the Word and didn't find it. It was
right. I think I know your challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. Well done, Paul. 22 seconds available. Muesli is starting now.
It's a kind of ambitious porridge, isn't it? Jumbo oats lying around thinking to themselves, what can we do to improve our lives? Start hanging around with some fruit, perhaps. Piece of cut strawberry, the odd blueberry coming your way.